guys. I like forcing myself to some McGill up.
I like weddings at home. You can be there. I'll say hello.
Chicken is more common.
I know. That's what I do. It's the only time I drink at weddings if I don't drive. And I just need everything.
Okay, let's see if the Gemara here in base of it out. We have a difficult, difficult piece of Gemara to learn, but we'll try with that. The Gilan Nikra is Viralev Minala. Meaning that Megillah is Nikreis on Yud-Dalet and Tetzvah, so that the Gemara will quote the Psukim from Megillah's Hesper and Beis and Beis. We already had occasion to jump ahead and look there a little bit. But how do we know that Megillah, it can be Nikreis on the days of Yud-Dalet through Yud-Gimel for the B'nai Kfar? Says the Gemara, what do you mean by that? The Takanas Chazal? The Chazal provided this Kula for the B'nai Kfar. Says the Gemara, no, Anan Hachi Kamid. This is what we mean with our Kasha. Nichdei Kulu on Sheikh Nasa Tagdola Tikninhu. It must be the Takana of Yom HaKnisa that B'nai Kfarim can read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel must have been part of the original Takana of Purim. It must have been part of the original Takana of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Why do you know, how do you know that? The Yisrael Kadaitach Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Yud Aleph V'Tesvav Tikun. If the original Takana after the Nes of Purim was only for Yundalit and Tesvav, so then what would you be saying that Asur Rabbanon the Akre Takanta the Tekinu and Sheikh Nasa Sagadola? That would mean that a later Bezdin would come and they would be effectively uprooting a Takana of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, because the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, according to this line of thought, would not have made provisions for the B'nai Kfarim to read earlier. So for a later Bezdin to allow them to do that and relieve them of reading on Yud Dalid would be to be okay, partially, to uproot the Takana of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and that can't be V'Hatnan. The Mishnah says in Etios that Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chavero Elim Kein Godol Mimenu V'Chochmu V'Minyin, that in order for a Bezdin to overturn a Takana of an earlier Bezdin, they have to be greater than the earlier Bezdin, and right subsequent to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, there was no Bezdin that was greater than them. So there's no way that this could have been a later Takana. Now if Elipshita, so therefore it is obvious that it must be the case that Kuhu Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Tkinu, that the entire range of 5 days is a Takana of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So if that's the case, Hecha V'Misa, if that's the case, then there's every reason to expect an allusion to it in the Megillah. The same way the Megillah tells us that the Dinim of Yudal and Tesvav, there's every reason to expect that the Megillah should tell us about Yudal, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. That's the basis for our Kasha. Okay, let's just make a laning here in the Gemara, and then we'll come back and try to understand a little bit. How successful will be, but we'll try. Omer of Shemin Bar Abba, Omer of Yochanan, Omer Kru, the Kayim is Yimei HaPurim HaEle Bizmanehim. That Mordechai and Esther instructed all the Jews to observe the days of Purim Bizmanehim in their times. Zmanim harbe tiknu lehem, right? So zmanehem, zmanim shalehem. So apparently, there are multiple zmanim. Says the Gemara, well, that doesn't tell you anything about Yudalid and Tezvav, because haini boile legufe. Because zmanehem, the plural, is warranted just because there are 2 days of Purim, right? There are 2 days of Purim, Yudalid and Tezvav, so that warrants the plural of Mordechai and Esther instructing us to observe the days of Purim bizmanehem in their appropriate time. Says the Gemara, no, im kein le makra zman. Rashi, le makra, the Rashi is in the right hand column around 7 lines from the bottom. As yimei ha-purim ha-eilad bizman, right? Once you have the phrase yimei ha-purim, so then we've already specified yudal and tezvav. Bizman, in the right time, right? Observe the days of the 14th and the 15th in the right time. So clearly zmanehem is going beyond just the fact that there are 2 days of Purim, yudal and tezvav, because that's already been established, that's already been conveyed through the phrase yimei ha-purim. Im kein le makra zman, my zmanehem, zmanim tuva. So this is the allusion to the fact that Purim is not limited to the days of Yudal and Tezva. Says the Gemara, no, still not correct. Va'akati mi boile zmano shel zeh, lo ki zmano shel zeh. Rashi, zmano, 4 lines from the bottom of the right hand column. Zmano shel mukafin, lav ki zmano shel prozim. To tell us that the mukafin and the prozim have different days. It's not that each of them have a range of 2 days to choose from, but the ikos of bizman, if the pasuk would have simply said the kaim is yimei hapurim ma'ele bizman, hava mashma, it would have conveyed zman echad b'shnehen, that mukafim and prozim, walled and unwalled cities, have the same zman, which is what? Well, each of them have to choose either the 14th or the 15th. Ibo liku ba'aveisar, ibo liku ba'chameisar. So that's why we need it, says the Gemara. Imkein le'makra zmanam. It would have been enough to say l'kayim es yimei ha'purim me'ele bizmanam. Bizman shalohem, meaning each one has to do it in his own zman. My zmanehem, right? Just grammatically, zmanom is zman shalohem, their time. Zmanehem is zmanim shalohem, right? Their times. Right? Just in terms of the grammatical difference. So my zmanehem, shamis minarkuhu. Okay, so based on the zmanehem, so we see that the Megillah there hints to the fact that Purim is not limited to the days of Yudalid and Tesvah. So says the Gemara, well, isn't that kind of open-ended then? So Eima Zmanim Tuva. So how do we know? What's the limit? Answers the Gemara, Zmanehem Dum Yedizmana. Right? Obviously, the Megillah has to be telling it to us in a way that we can figure it out. So therefore, the Megillah wants us to say, well, the Zmanehem must be parallel to the Zmanon. Ma Zmanon Trei, just as the Ikar Takana of Purim includes 2 days, Af Zmanehem Trei. So based on the word Zmanehem, we know that there are an extra 2 days for Kriyas HaMegillah. That Kriyas HaMegillah is not limited to Yudalit and Tezvav, then it's an extra 2 days. Says the Gemara, well, we're still falling short of accounting for our Mishnah. Because the Ema Treso Tlesa, maybe we only now have a source to push it up 2 days, the 12th and the 13th. Answers the Gemara, and this is the really difficult line. Kedo Amar of Shmuel by Yitzchak Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakoli V'lo Tzarech Livivuye Alchanami Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakoli. Just as the Gemara will quote Reb Shimon bar Yitzchak as saying within the context of the next derivation that the Gemara will offer, So if Shmuel Ben Yitzchak says that Yud Gimel is Zman Kehila Lakol, we're not going to translate that for a minute, just how to translate it is such a major machlokas Rishonim, that Yud Gimel is a Zman Kehila Lakol, and therefore you don't need a pasuk. So the pasuk is for 11 and 12, and the 13th doesn't need a pasuk. That's what the words in the Gemara say. Says the Gemara, Ve'em Mashitza V'Shivsa. Okay, so fine. So you know Zmanehem Dum Yud Zmanam. So we know there's an extra 2 days. There's an extra 2 day latitude. So maybe, how do you know it means the 11th and the 12th? Maybe it means the 16th and the 17th. Below Yavuxiv. No, Purim, the observance of Purim cannot go beyond the 15th of Adar. Below Yavuxiv. Okay. Now, what exactly does Zman Kehila Kol mean? So let's just. We'll look just at Rashi's chart for now, and then soon we'll see in the Rosh the other views in the Rishonim as well. This is in the left-hand column now, the third line from the top. Rashi says, Man kihila lakol hi, hakol nikhalu lihinake me oyevehem, bein b'shushan bein b'shom mekomos, kamo shekosu ba'sefer. Hilkoch lo tzarech kwa liribuye, sheyehei ro'ui likriya d'ika hanes bohoyo. So Rashi says, Man kihila lakol hi, is that we gathered l'milchama, right? We gathered l'milchama, that the milchama happened on Yud Gimel. And for that reason, you don't need a pasuk. Okay, we'll discuss in a minute the difficulty here, we know this. But let's just see the Gemara's next derivation. On the Reb Shmuel ben Achmani Yomar, right before they branch out to the right. Reb Shmuel ben Achmani Yomar, he has a different hint, a different allusion to the days of 11 of Yimei HaKnisa. Omer Kra, Kayomim Asher Nachu Vahem HaYehudim, Yomim Kayomim. Right? We observe Kayomim Asher Nachu Vahem HaYehudim HaYehudim. Right? The Yomim Asher Nachu Vahem HaYehudim are the 2 days of the 14th and the 15th. So we observe not only those days, we observe not only the yomim asher nachu v'hem ha-yehudim, but we also observe kayomim. We also observe comparable to those 2 days, another 2 days. Levavos yidalef yidbeis. Now the Gemara goes, the rest is the next line or two is a replay from the Shakla V'tarya of the previous derivation. V'ema treisa utleisa. If you only have a source for including an extra 2 days, maybe it refers to 12 and 13. Amar Reb Shimon Bar Yitzchak, right? This is the context in which Reb Shimon Bar Yitzchak originally said it, right? Previously, the Gemara was borrowing it, was transposing it. This is his original context. Amar Reb Shimon Bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Lakol Hi, V'lo Tzarech L'Ribuye. Again, Yud Gimel was the Zman Kehila, and therefore, V'lo Tzarech L'Ribuye. Says the Gemara, V'Ema Shitza v'shivsa. Again, so Kayamim just tells you there's an extra 2 days. Below Yavuxiv, no, it can't be the 16th and the 17th, because the pasuk says that the observance of Purim doesn't go beyond the 15th. Okay. I mean, when we discuss Purim Meshulash, so we'll have to discuss that. Is that really such an absolute rule, right? When you have Purim Meshulash in Eretz Yisrael, so then we do go beyond the 15th. So what happens to this absolute rule of Lo Yavu? Okay, so we'll have to see about that. That's just another line or two here in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Nachmani, so how come each of these Amorim don't use the other one's derivation? Reb Shimon ben Nachmani, my time of the Amor mi bizmanehem, zman, zmanim, zmanehem, lo mashmalei. No, he doesn't think that you have all those mashma'usim. He doesn't see all those connotations within the word. Reb Shimon bar Abba, my time lo amar mikayomim. Amelcha hahula doros u'dechsiv. Rashi, la doros u'dechsiv. It's around space 9 lines and the narrow Rashi lines on the left hand side. Lahachi shayach lishna dekra kayomim. The reason the pasuk has that chaf hadimyon kayomim, kloma ya'asu ledoros yudalev v'tezvav, kasher hoya bimei hanes yomim asher nachu vahem, hilkoch lo ika l'ribuye mehach ashrayim acherim. Right. So it means the kayomim is not yudalev and yudbeis, but the kayomim is that Yudalit and Tezvav throughout all the generations should be like Yudalit and Tezvav were in that generation, in the original generation of the Nes of Purim. But it doesn't mean again the Kayom to be Marbi Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Okay, this actually we may come back to discuss why Reb Shimon ben Nachmani does think there's a deal. Let's talk about what does it exactly mean here, the Yud Gimel Zman Ki Lakol. So the Kitzur, we have two derivations in the Gemara, each of which have a source in the Megillah for an extra 2 days. But Yemei HaKnisa give us a range of 3 days, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. So the answer for each of these derivations is that Yud Gimel Zman Ki Hilo Lakolhi, and therefore Lo Tzarech Kra L'Rivuyeh. So in terms of that, there's no difference between the two derivations. Both of the Amoraim, they're on the same page here, right? So both Amoraim agree that we don't need a pasuk for Yud Gimel. Okay, now, first of all, let's just understand just the words here. The Perisha Amino says, Zman Ki Hilo Lakolhi. So according to Rashi, again, the third line in the left-hand side, Hakol Nikhalu, right, that's the Lashon HaMegillah, Vehinake Me Oyevehem, Bein B'Shusha and Bein B'Shon Mekomos, Kenosha Kosva V'Seifem. Hilkach L'Tzarech Kro L'Rivuye, Sheyehe Ro'i L'Kriya, V'Ika Haneis Bohayo. Okay. So Rashi's pshat is Yom Kila means it was the day of Milchama, that they gathered the Milchama. That's what Rashi says. Let's take a look in the Rashi. It's right at the beginning of the Rashi. It's Siman Aleph in the Rashi. If you see where it says Gemara in the Rashi, so he summarizes the Gemara and then Perish Rashi around 4 lines down from where you have Gemara at the beginning of the line. Perish Rashi, Shenikalu la'amor al nafsham u'lachach lo tzarech kra. Says the Rosh v'lo nehira. Doesn't make sense. The nehida nikalu bo bayom. It's true. Yeah, it's true that's when the Milchama was. However, kevon shekavu hakriya biyudalit u'lachamisha asar, Minalan Shecholon Likrosbel. But the mitzvah's kriya was the way the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah established the mitzvah's kriya was the mitzvah's kriya was not associated with the day of the Nes. It was associated with the day of Menucha, the day of celebration. So, what do you mean that you don't need a pasuk to include the 13? The Od. The lo zman ha-milchama gorem es ha-kriya, el zman ha-mnucha, ki d'chziv kayomim asher nochu v'hem ha-yehudim. Again, A, Purim was established on the 14th and the 15th, and B, the correlation is between Purim and the zman menucha. V'nir l'vi, so the V has a different shot on the Gemara. The sugyas Gemara didan ke'ena Yerushalmi. That what our Gemara means is the same as the Yerushalmi, even though, as we'll see, the Yerushalmi is much more explicit. The parach hasam al shinuya de kayame mashenachu the ema yud beis yud gimel keneged yud dalad tezvav. Again, so the Yerushalmi has the same as our second derivation, that the allusion to Yemei HaKnisa comes from the phrase Kayamim, and the Yerushalmi poses the same question, which Ali Gemara does, well, that only includes an extra 2 days of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. U'meshane Rabbi Chelbo, and Rabbi Chelbo answers, Yud Gimel Zman Milchamahi, v'hum mochiach al atzma she'ein naifa. No, the Kayamim, it's not that Yud Gimel doesn't need a pasuk, it's rather that Kayomim can't be referring to Yud Gimel. Why? The Rosh explains what the Yerushalmi means, the Re explains. Perush, Leka L'Rivuye Zelohave Kayomim Asher Nochu Vahem. So Yerushalmi says something very interesting, right? The Kayomim are parallel to the Yomim. So the Yerushalmi says they're parallel not only in terms of number of days, but they have to be similar, that just as Yud Dalet and Tezvav were Yemei Menucha, so too Yud Aleph and Yud Beis were Yemei Menucha. One was the calm before the storm, one was the calm after the storm, but they were Kayomim, right? They were ka yomim. Masha and Ken Yud Gimel was not at all comparable in that generation. Yud Gimel was not at all similar to Yudal and Hezvav, so the Kayomim can't be referring to Yudal and Yud Gimel, right? If it can't be referring to Yud Gimel, so we have to push it all the way up to Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. So says the Yerushalmi, Elame Atzalo Yikru Uvo. Okay, so if you have no pasuk for Yud Gimel, maybe you can't read on Yud Gimel. You should read on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, skip Yud Gimel, and then Yudal and Hezvav. Answers the Gemara, he answers the Yerushalmi, Lefanav ulachorev korin korin bo ein korin. Says Yerushalmi, it's impossible. It makes no sense that you can read on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, and then the Megillah is going to leapfrog over Yud Gimel. It doesn't make any sense. Yud Gimel is closer to Yud Aleph and Hezvav. Well, it's true that the Pasuk doesn't tell us that, but once the Pasuk tells us Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, so then Memela we no longer need for Yud Gimel. No longer need for Yud Gimel. And according to the Ri, this is how we should understand our Gemara as well. Zman kihila perish zman milchama. In that respect, he's like Rashi. The leka liribuye mikayamim asher nachu vahem velo mizmanehem demashma zmanim acherim dumya de'elu zmanim tahava v'hunaycha. Again, both of the sources which the Gemara offers suggest that the extra 2 days to which the Megillah is alluding are comparable to the days of Yudal and Hezvav. In that generation, they were comparable. So that can't refer to Yud Gimel. And Lo Tzarech Kreli Rebuye, what does it mean, Lo Tzarech Kreli Rebuye? The Mikol Makom Kore Mikal V'Chomer, the Mikal V'Chomer Osik, the Yisav Yerushalmi, right? So it's interesting. Yud Gimel's man kihila kol. So according to the V, so the Gemara is really very compact here, right? Yud Gimel's man kihila kol means that therefore the psukim of zmanehem or kayomim can't be referring to Yud Gimel. Now, understood. Well, then maybe you can't read in Yud Gimel at all. But lo tzarech kol revuye, because once you have the psukim for Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, it can't be. It makes no sense that we're supposed to skip over Yud Gimel. Okay.
I guess it's kind of hard to understand. So, 14 to. So, you, first you learn out that it has to refer to 11 and 12 because it can't possibly be 13.
The pasuk can't be 13.
Be,
right.
The pasuk just couldn't be talking about that.
Because if the pasuk were talking about 13, it couldn't tell you that the extra days are the same as the days on which you read. So the pasuk can't be talking about Yud Gimel. We'll see in a minute. The truth is that at least logically, the Ri is the easiest of the three pshatim in the Rishonim to understand. But let's just round it out and see what Rabbeinu Hatam has to say on the subject. Lo nehir of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like this either. The havalei lemei mazman milchama. He says, why do you call it kihila? Call it milchama. The old kashalei haydi ka'ama v'lo tzarech k'rali rivuyei, which according to the Ri means because you have a kal v'chomer that if you establish that you can read on the 11th and the 12th, you no longer need a pasuk for the 13th because you're not going to skip over the 13th. The ein derech hashas listom dvarav. The Gemara doesn't talk so elliptically, so cryptically. Kevin shalohuska hakal v'chomer, the Gemara did that. What? The Babli is assuming that we have Kiyas and Yerushalmi? No, the Gemara is too realistic. It knows very well that we don't have that big Kiyas. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like this pshat either. So what's Rabbeinu Tam's pshat? Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Zman kihila lakol hi, shehakol mis'as from the Tainus Esther. So Zman kihila means not from Muhammad. Zman kihila means, again, bizmanenu, we gather for Tainus Esther. Uboim b'nei ha'kfarim la'ayoros lo maslichos v'tachanunim. And why do we do that? Why do we have Tainus Esther? L'fi shebo nikhalu lamod al nafsham, because that's what they did in that generation. V'hayu tzrichim rachamim. So Zman Kihil HaKol means that today of the Kinos Tefillah. That's what Zman Kihil HaKol means.
In those days.
Both. In those days and in our days. It means both.
If that's the case, then in the theory, why would you be making it any day? You can say that Purim is also being
we'll try to come to all these questions soon. So Pirush Rabbeinu Tam is man ki'ilu l'kol hi sh'akol mis'as, when everyone gathers l'tayin esesta. Uborim b'nei ekvarim, and the villagers come la'yoes to the city's mamas l'chos v'tachanunim. Why? Why do we have Tainus Esther? The Fisha Bo on Tainus Esther, so what? The Jewish people just went out with Mulchama? No. The Fisha Bo Nikalu Lamar al Nafsha Mo Yitzuchim Rachamim. The Chaim Matzinu B'Moshe. She Osa Tainus Kishe Nilcham Ba'amole. The Chsiv Moshe V'Aaron V'Chua Olu Rosh HaGiva. And V'Darshin V'Masachas Tainus Mikana Tainus Yivus Hatzorach Shlosha. So we see from the Gemara in Tanya that the Gemara is assuming that on the day of Milchamas HaMolech, Moshe Rabbeinu was fasting. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was fasting, there's every reason to assume that the same reaction was displayed by Mordechai and Esther and the Jews of that generation. And Mikan Nirla Rabbeinu Tam Ta'ad L'Tainus Esther Shonu Osa. This is the support, this is the basis for our Tainus Esther, Kamosha also be made Mordechai the Esther, right? But Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like what? Because the Jews fasted, and the Megillah explicitly tells us that they fasted in Chodesh Nisan, right? Before Esther goes to Achashverosh. That was in Nisan, right? The Magen Avraham says that there's a minig, the second night Pesach, to have an extra course, Zeichet Sudas Esther. Since that was the night that Esther threw the party for Achashverosh, and that's when she petitioned
second.
So that was in Nisan. So the Gimel Yom in which they fasted were in Nisan. So Rabbeinu Tam says, so we're commemorating that in Yud Gimel Adar, that doesn't make any sense. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's not what we're doing. What we're commemorating is not those Sumu Alai, Shloshes Yomim, but it's rather, it's Kemosha also b'mei Mordechai v'Esther, k'she nikalu ha'yudim la'mor al-nafsham. And Rabbeinu Tam says, v'lo matzinu l'osmach v'shamakam elin b'chan. Right? This is the only basis you're going to find for Tainus Esther. Okay, let's stop here for a minute. So those, we have three pshatim in Yud Gimel, Zman Kehil Lakol. According to Rashi, Zman Kehil Lakol, again, also means that they gathered to fight, and since the Ikar Hanes was Bo, it doesn't need a pasuk. According to the Ri, it means they gathered to fight, and therefore the pasuk of Kayomim or Zmanehem can't be referring to Yud Gimel. It must be referring to Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. But once Yud Aleph and Yud Beis have been established, then Yud Gimel doesn't need a pasuk. And Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is Man Kehil Lakol. It was a day in which they gathered to fast, much as we do, just as we do. Now, in terms of there are a couple of big problems. The first big problem. And you'll take a look, it's the Gedolei Achronim, the Turi Evi, the Sfas Emes, talk about this, and don't come up with anything. The Riz Pshat, again, we mentioned that in terms of the Gemara, the Riz Pshat is the simplest. Why? Because Achrei Kechlot HaKol, right? The din of Yom HaKnis is a tremendous chiddush, right? Purim is on Yudalit and Tezvot, and then Abracadabra, there's a din of Yom HaKnis, which said that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah earlier than that, right? Now, according to the Reed, the Gemara never ever said that doesn't need a pasuk. Right? According to the Reed, the Gemara never ever said that. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, once you have a pasuk for Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, you don't need a pasuk for Yud Gimel. So according to the Reed, we understand very well. But when all is said and done, so according to Rashi, Ika HaNeis was on Yud Gimel. According to Rabbeinu Tam, they fasted on Yud Gimel, and we fasted on Yud Gimel, but so what? How does that obviate the need for a pasuk to tell us the Chiddush that even though Purim was instituted on Yudalit and Tezvav, that nevertheless, we can read on Yud Gimel and you don't need a pasuk for that. That's the story. Evan asked the kasha. Hashem has asked the question, they don't answer. They just say, that's why we like the Viz Pshat. They don't answer. That's one question. The other question we'll be able to do a little bit of a better job on. is, now, what's the objection to Rashi, right? When Rashi said his pshat for why you would gimel, I apologize, it's a little intricate, but when Rashi gave his pshat for why you would gimel, doesn't need a pasuk, so what was the objection raised against Rashi, right? It's wonderful. So, yeah, the Ikka Hanez Bohayo. But when did they institute Purim? They instituted Purim on the 14th and the 15th. How can you say without a pasuk that you could read on the 13th? Right? That was the objection against Rashi. And what's more, the Megillah correlates the Purim with Yimei Menucha, so there's nothing to suggest that you could read on Yud Gimel. Why is Rabbeinu Tam vulnerable to the same objections? Why does Rabbeinu Tam think he's improved any on Rashi? Same objections, right? Purim was instituted on Yudal and Tesvav. So the same way we say to Rashi, so what, that the Ikar Hanes happened on Yud Gimel, so why can't we say the same thing to Rabbeinu Tam? So what, that Yud Gimel was a Zman Kehil Lakol, that everyone came to Shul on Yud Gimel, and they were fasting, and that we fast also? So what? So what? Okay. So the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, it is followed. This pshat,